Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're at 5504 Heritage Hill Circle in Spotsylvania. Pure Pilates, Valia Karsher is the studio owner and instructor. This is really interesting. Before we started today, Valia, we walked around and you showed me the machines you've got here. This is, how would you describe what Pure Pilates is?
It's core strength, personal training on a balanced body reformer and a tower. And it is individualized work. You can work out in the group, in a class. There are only five people. So I've worked individually with each person, so I know every body, every physical body. Yeah. I know every modification that needs to be made. You get a longer, leaner body. You stand taller. You have better posture. You improve all systems, circulatory, nervous system. You get a full body workout.
That's as I look at these, the machines that we're sitting on right now, the machines that you described, these plotting machines, there are a lot of springs, and how else could you describe it?
There are five springs. If you're on your back on a single bed, with a headrest and a place to put your feet. There are five springs that run from toe to head underneath you. So as you push away from the foot bar, the end of the bed, the springs expand. And then as you come in, the springs contract. So you're always working resistance. As you go out, the springs are expanding. And then as you come in, you have to slowly come in to keep from slamming the machine back in, because those springs will want to just release and pull back in. So you get this lengthening and toning of a muscle because it's always engaged and actively working against the springs.
And I think the key word there that you just used was slowly. It seems everything here is slow, and you don't always get that with a gym workout.
No, the slower you go in Pilates, the quicker you will see results, because you're holding a muscle accountable over a longer period of time. So as you inhale to a count of five, that muscle is stretching or contracting, depending upon the exercise. So you're holding it in a space that's different from when you first came into the workout. You're actually changing the integrity of the muscle, or the fascia, so that you sculpt a longer, leaner muscle in the slowness of the movement.
How difficult is that initially to do? I think if I started this today, and would I be really sore after a few sessions?
Oh, I would hope so. No, I would hope you would be sore, just like you would be sore from just kind of moving your body in different ways. Yeah. When I started Pilates, I was not sore. Some people are, some people aren't. You're always holding your belly button to the small of your back. You're always contracting your abdominal muscles. So you may feel tenderness in your core. You may feel like you've done some push-ups or sit-ups. That might be where the soreness comes in. People who have more of a sedentary lifestyle, if this is their first entry back into movement, would feel, a little bit of soreness. That's good.
Yeah, things are happening. How soon do you see results? It seems like this slowness, because I think you said, and I think I read on your website too, where you see results, the slower you do things, the quicker you'll see results.
I think Joseph Pilates' quote is, in 10 hours. In 10 sessions, you will feel different. In 20 sessions, you will see the difference. And in 30 sessions, other people will see the difference. What I see differently in my clients is the people who are annual members who, you know, come three or four times a week. I see their bodies changing quicker just because they're doing more workouts. It's like playing a piano, picking up a sport. You're going to get better the more you practice, and it's a Pilates practice.
So what, people come generally, what, three times a week?
I've got group packages. It kind of depends on a person's lifestyle and what their availability is. I offer this unlimited membership, annual membership, so that you can sign up and come to as many classes as you want. You just pay a fee each month. If you're not able to schedule like that and you need more flexibility of when I come, then you can buy 4 classes or 10 classes and schedule them according to your schedule.
How long do the classes run?
That's a funny question. It's an hour, but it's either going to feel like 5 minutes or 5 hours, depending on, you know, what we're doing.
I was just going to say, I would think at sometimes in some of the moves you were showing me that you do, it could really feel long.
Oh, I've caught people looking at the clock. Yeah. But I run an hour class. That's kind of what one thing that makes me unique. A lot of Pilates studios do like a 50 or 55 minute class. I do a full hour. I just feel better giving people a full hour.
Well, Vaya, how did you get involved in this? How did you discover this?
Funny story. I lived in Lenexa. I worked out at a little small gym called Aerobics Plus, and then I moved to Fredericksburg. So I went back for a reunion with my girlfriends, one of which was the owner of Aerobics Plus. And she is a strong woman and very muscular defined, and when she walked in, it looked like someone had just stretched her out. And I'm like, what have you been doing? And she said, oh, you're going to love this. It's called Pilates. The music is relaxing. You get the body of a dancer, and you don't sweat. And I said, well, that's all just great. And here I am in Fredericksburg, and there you are in Williamsburg. And so I came home, and I just was talking about it. And finally, my husband said, just go do this. Just go. And so I would drive to Williamsburg twice a week and work out with Mary Jane. And it was everything she said, except I did sweat. But I got the body of a dancer. I got stronger. Have you ever found something and it just won't let you go?
No.
You got to share it with the world. And I loved it. I loved it so much. I taught for her until it was just, I couldn't be driving to Williamsburg twice a week. So I went to Sport and Health and I said, do you have Pilates? And they said, we have never heard of this. And so that's when I thought, I got to get a reformer for myself because I've got to keep doing this. And that's when I picked up more and more training. And it was a career I never thought I'd ever be in the physical fitness industry, ever. But it just got hold of me. It was my hour to body sculpt, strength build, and have some active meditation. That 1 hour, I did it all. With kids, I could take 1 hour out of my day and knock off a lot of things from my list.
Now that you're an empty nester, how often do you do it? And especially since you have this in the basement of your home.
You know, it's funny. It was a wonderful career when the kids were little because I would teach while they were in school, and I would be able to fix dinner. And at 7 o'clock, the clients would come for the 7 o'clock class. I would leave the kitchen table. Dishes were done by them. Homework was done. I would come up at 8 o'clock, you know, feeling really good from teaching a class. So my schedule hasn't changed. I still teach the 3 classes in the morning. I teach 2 or 3 classes at night. But having the business in my home has been great because I can be an at-home mom when I'm needed. When the kids get off the school bus, I'm here. You know, if something goes on in school and the principal calls me, the bad thing is your mom's always home. Your dad, my husband has his business at home. So the parents are always there should the child get in trouble and the principal calls. you're always accountable.
So you were introduced to this in Williamsburg. How did you decide to go the path you did and begin this and offer this in Fredericksburg?
I kind of followed what Mary Jane did with her studio. She changed her business focus from aerobics to just Pilates. So when she did her first shipment of reformers, it's kind of like with six, you get egg roll. She could get a better deal if she had six, and so I was the sixth reformer. And I brought it home, and I started playing around with it and telling people that I'll work you out. Just let me work you out for free. I've got this machine. And so I kind of word of mouth spread.
Interesting, because too, you know, I had heard the term Pilates, but if you had said describe what it is, I would have had no idea. I've really learned a lot just as we've walked around and as you've talked just now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just interesting looking at the springs and the whole concept. I can think of, especially if you're older or if it's osteoporosis or any other kind of things, this would be something to really look into.
It's load bearing exercise and it's resistance training. What makes this unique is that you're not standing and lifting a weight and putting load on your body vertically. You're not pounding the pavement and jogging and putting load on your hips and knees. You're on your back, you're sitting, sometimes we do standing work, but you're distributing the load throughout the whole body. So every muscle, legs, arms, core, is absorbing the resistance, and the benefit is the joints are hydrated and they are being used in a safe way. The muscles are ever so slightly aligning and balancing and creating this posture that's going to carry you through the rest of your life. And it's the load bearing is fabulous for joint health, for bone density. I have clients that will get bone density tests every year, and their tests are better and better and better and better and better. And their physicians just say, keep doing what you're doing, because you have the most healthy bone density scores for people of your age range.
Wow, what a great endorsement of what you're doing and what this is.
Oh, the mentors, the peers of Joseph Pilates are now in their 90s. And it's funny because when you talk to them, they can only talk but so far until they have to get down on the floor and actually show you what they're talking about. Yeah. So you engage your mind because you've got this breathing pattern. You're doing exercises and listening to your body, and you just stay young. You stay young in body, mind, and spirit. It's the coolest thing.
Well, you're definitely passionate about this, and also I would say young in body, mind, and spirit.
Thank you.
you're a great endorsement of all of this. So I didn't know that there was a Joseph Pilates, that Pilates is not just a company name, that he was a person.
He was. He grew up in Germany. He was a very weak child. He had asthma. And as a child, he was told, you're a weak child, you will be a weak adult, end of story. You know, try to live the best life you can under these awful predictions. So he, as a child, thought, how can I be active with other kids? And the first thing he needed to do with asthma was he needed to be able to breathe. So he studied Eastern and Western forms of movement and breathing techniques to assist his asthma, to make his breath better. And so he took this breath, which allowed him to move, because now he can breathe and move his body. He became an accomplished gymnast and boxer and quite the physical fitness person. He just kind of was self-taught with this.
How much training then have you had to take? I mean, I would think, I mean, you'd seem like you know and have to know a lot about the body.
You do. You have to have some anatomy. I took my training first with Mary Jane in Williamsburg. She taught me. She was STOT certified. And so I kind of got my second generation through her. But then I went on to get certified in Reformer and Tower and Levels 1, 2, and 3 and things beyond that, like training for scoliosis or training for golf, repetitive movements, training to work with senior citizen bodies, prenatal, postnatal, scoliosis.
You've mentioned a couple times about the tower. What describe, because that's a different kind of workout when you're using the tower?
It is. If you think about a single bed having a headboard and a footboard, okay. The headboard would be the tower. It's kind of a metal upside-down U, kind of an arch, and it has kind of fixtures on the side that you would hook springs on, so you have a kind of a closed chain form of movement. Your springs come down from your headboard. You are on a flat surface. It's a mat with a tall headboard, and you use those springs the same way you would use them on the Reformer for resistance, for strength building.
Now, what you offer with Pure Pilates is that, as I understand it, you're kind of one of a kind in the Fredericksburg area.
I am. I'm out here on the cutting edge.
Well, and that's what I was just going to ask you. My next question was going to be, this does seem to be really cutting edge.
It is, in that it's not the typical mindset of fast, 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 sweat, 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 pound, pound, pound. It's slow down, focus on your breath, engage your core movements, listen to your body, and that's when you start seeing very, very quick results.
And that's, I think, would appeal and should appeal to a lot of people, especially the quicker results. But also working on the breathing and the other things, and especially if you do have muscle, because you hear so often of people will be working out in a gym and injure a core muscle or get injured like that, and then they can't do anything for a long time.
Right, and even a sedentary lifestyle. Even someone who's just sitting in the car and we're going up to Maine for vacation and coming back with a little bit of pain in the low back, a little sciatica bothering them, working slowly, letting the joints absorb the weight of the machine and move from that weight and use that resistance to strengthen and rebalance their bodies.
These machines can do a lot of things. Just as you showed me various things, I'm thinking you can do a lot of different exercises on just one of these machines.
There are a million things you can do. What I didn't show you today is the jump board, which is a piece of padded wood or metal that slips in at the footboard. Mm-hmm. And you're on your back with a little bit of resistance, and you're jumping off the platform like you would jump on a trampoline, except you're on your back. So even clients in their 70s can use the jump board because there's not that pounding from gravity that you would have if you were running on a flat surface. You're jumping and absorbing and kind of going with the flow of the energy, so that the joints experience the connection and release that you would in jogging, but it's jogging on a responsive surface. So you get, the body gets the intelligence of running and the experience that's different from being on the Reformer, just doing Pilates on the Reformer, the working the resistance, yeah, both ways. Because when you take off, when you start a jump and you go up in the air, imagine you're on your back and now you're floating away from the floor on a horizontal surface. So when you come in, you have to land in a soft, kind of a deep knee bend, yeah, and go out. So with jumping, the slower you go, the harder it is, because you have more air time. And when you have more air time, you've got to hold your legs up in the air, and then you have to come in slowly.
And that's when, if I'm doing that, I'm thinking, come on, you know, release me.
That's when you're looking at the clock, yeah, going, are you sure this is an hour workout?
Well, and it does seem like you're, by the whole with Pilates, you're getting flexibility, but you're also getting strength.
That's funny, but yes, it's two ends of the same stick. If you want flexibility, you have to have stability. Can I tell you that stake in the ground? It's how I visualize it. You hammer a stake in the ground and you wrap an elastic band on it, and then you walk away from the stake, the band is stretching. Mm-hmm. If you let go of the band, the elastic pulls back and you haven't really seen much change. On the reformer, if you stretch that band, now you walk slowly back to that stake. You're going to see change in the elastic because you've taken it to its furthest range and you're holding it accountable. That's the flexibility. The stability comes from anchoring that stake. If you're on your back and your spine is wiggling and wobbling and moving, then you're not getting strength. You might be getting flexibility, but you're not getting strength. You've got to have that anchor for your body to experience the flexibility. You've got to nail that, hammer that stake into the ground, and then move your body from that point of stability. So you get it all. You get strength, stability, and flexibility.
All in an hour.
All in an hour. And a chocolate and a cute dog.
The dog if you go to the website, you'll see the dog, and what a terrific companion you have, and really what a great workout partner.
You know, I think she could teach the class. She knows exactly, you know, at the end when we do mermaid, she's like, okay, we're coming to the end. And when I say good workout, she gets paid after every class. She gets her treat after every single class.
So what are mermaids?
Mermaid is a side bend. It's just a side bend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so when you're doing that, that's the sign that, yeah, whew, we made it. How exhausted are? And I mean, everybody's different, obviously. But at the end of an hour, do a lot of people show it?
You know, you just feel like you've had a good massage. You feel stretched out. You feel energized. You've been breathing consciously for 60 minutes, and people just float out of the studio, feeling taller, feeling longer, feeling more balanced.
Because you emphasize slow, I would seem like you wouldn't have to take breaks, or do you go the full hour, or do you give people breaks?
Oh, I do not give people breaks.
You didn't
I
seem
do
like
not
the type.
Give people breaks. No, you're always moving. Yeah, we change settings, we change things. We go from hands in straps to feet in straps. I tell people take breaks when you need them, because I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to dictate to you, but the movement is such that I don't see people needing. Nobody races out of here, you know.
Yeah. Well, Valya, to talk about how people can find out more information and check this out.
The website is valya.net, V-A-L-Y-A. On Facebook, it's Valya Pure Pilates. Just go to the website. There's a mind-body sign up. You can. I offer three private sessions for $99. I like to give people one-on-one training, so you can do everything online. You can sign up for privates. You can look at the class schedule. You can read about the classes. You can see pictures of Bella. You can see pictures of the studio. It's all online.
This is fascinating, and the fact that there aren't, you're it in Fredericksburg, and this is all fascinating, and it really, no matter where you are in life or what you're dealing with, even medically or physically, it's worth looking into.
I have one reformer upstairs, because I do have stairs going down to the studio, so people who can't navigate stairs, I do private sessions in the upstairs studio, the ground level studio. Also, I welcome people to come in and observe a class. Let me know. Call me. Text me. All that information is available. Just to kind of see, to take the mystique out of it, because it does sound kind of weird, machines and springs and resistance. But it's a safe environment. It's a small environment.
What's the age of the oldest person you've had doing this?
I think 77, and she just left before you came.
Interesting. So, what about the youngest?
I have had 10-year-olds. I've had kids who one girl who has scoliosis. And she worked out with me privately for about a year. Her family decided to do surgery. And the day after surgery, they couldn't find her. And she was walking around the hospital. And the doctor said, I have never seen someone go through back surgery and then maybe up and walking around. And she's like, well, I feel really strong. And he said, well, you just need to go on home then, because we need the bed for someone who needs the bed. And she said, her mother said, I blame Pilates, because she just had a real quick recovery. Her core was super strong. And I also have, mothers will say, well, this is great for my kid who's in soccer, or my child who is in gymnastics. Or I had a Riverbend football player. His mother dragged him to Pilates. It supports your core. It strengthens, keeps your back strong so that you can keep doing what you love to do.
And you hear in sports so often that injuries or core injuries can be really severe. And if you can prevent that, this is well worth it.
It is. It creates a foundation for a strong, healthy back, and your spine is supported, your legs are supported, your hips are healthy. It keeps you in the game longer. Keeps you off the bench, keeps you in the game at any age, at whatever game.
And I can see you with a whistle around your neck, and you being as tough as any football coach could be.
I met one of my clients' fathers, and he said, you don't look scary at all. And I said, well, I'm not. I'm a really nice person. He goes, gosh, my daughter's just describing you and the classes. And he said, you're just not scary at all.
I think, though, during the classes, you might be. I could see that.
I do have a bossy voice. I do.
Again, the website for people to get more information?
Valya.net, V-A-L-Y-A.
We're at All Business at 5504 Heritage Hills Circle, Pure Pilates. Valya, this has been just terrific. Thank you so much. We'll do this again.
It's been fun for me. Thank you.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted@WFVARadio.com, the best way to get in touch with me. Ted@WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.